Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top-Head Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, January 31st. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 2.25 cents at 445.5, March wheat down 8.25 cents at 597, and March beans down 6 cents at 1212.75. We're expecting the Fed announcement today at 1 o'clock. They're expected to keep interest rates unchanged. Beans were lower overnight as China manufacturing data has slowed again, leading some to believe that the recession is a certain possibility in China, and that's not good for U.S. beans. We're going to see some rains maybe February 8th in Argentina, but they're going to be light, kind of scattered rains, not accounting for much, maybe a quarter inch to an inch. But it's some rain in the forecast, and that might have spooked the market a little bit. Ag Resource came out this morning and said their soybean estimate in Brazil is down to 145.5 million metric tons. That's down 5.2 million metric tons from their last estimate. European Commission is looking to limit Ukrainian exports. The protests in France are, pretty significant, and they want to see if they can't put an end to that by limiting exports into the European Union. So that could prop up their grain prices there and maybe put an end to some of these strikes, but we'll see if it actually works. Ukrainian grain, they're not shipping quite as much out through the Red Sea because of the missile attacks out there. So, I think fundamentally wheat has a good argument out here, but we certainly didn't see it overnight. Now, are we going to open these markets lower and then come back? That would be a very good sign for these markets. If we open lower and close lower, kind of negates yesterday's turnaround Tuesday in the corn. We put in a key reversal, making a new contract low, closing over the previous day's high. That should be significant, though it didn't seem to play much in the overnight markets out here. There's talking about a port strike in Brazil February 4th. It's one of many strike talks that we'll hear out here. I don't see it getting too carried away out here. I don't think it's going to be a major issue. The market's barely talking about it out here today. We're expecting that the U.S. Soybean crush will be 206 million bushels. I think that's the third straight month that we're over 200 million bushels. So at least we're having good domestic demand out. But today's kind of an important day. I'd like to see these markets close higher after opening lower. Again, I think that would be a pretty friendly sign if we can do it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.